men. Any time the Torah says allow not to do anything, and if you do it, you get a punishment. The punishment applies both to man and to lady. There's the women, amuchuyiv, and all the loisa says. All the lavim of the Torah. Torah says don't do something. If you do it, it's allowed. There's an einish. It applies to women also. Similarly, Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur, Torah says you're not allowed to eat. You have to fast. And there's the chiyuv karas. If you don't fast, there's the chiyuv karas on Yom Kippur. So mainly we learn out that you have to fast. Mainly we know an isha has to fast on Yom Kippur. So Kisa, we don't need any halachis. We don't need any esmachtis here. We know from a Pashna Svara, Sukkah, Nashim HaPater, and the other way, by Yom Kippur, the Mechuyiv. So where it says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this, No, Liyaylam Sukkah Hilchasa. Really, Sukkah is halacha Lama Hashem Yisrinai. And we need the halacha. Can't know from a Svara. V'yitzuch, we need the halacha. Because Tzalko Tartich HaMin Lechstam from the Svara, that you tell me now that it's called the Mitzvah Say, Shazman Dramam. That all mitzvah says is man grama nashim apoteron. I would say sukkah is different, because by sukkah the pasuk says teishvu and we darshan came to the room. You have to live in your sukkah the same way you live in your house, the same way you live in your house the whole year. Now on sukkah you have to leave your house and live in the sukkah. So I would say ma dira, just like the way you live in your house. Ish v'yishtoi, it's the man and women, the man and wife lives together. Ish v'yishtoi is av sukkah. Ish v'yishtoi. Maybe who are then in the mitzvah sukkah, teres mechayiv, the wife also to go into the sukkah. So it's not just I'm a wife, it'll be all noshim then. All noshim would also have a chayiv to be in a sukkah. So I would think here, mitzvah sukkah is different than all other mitzvah sashes man drama. Even though all over the potter, here I would have a swear to say, an isha is also chayiv to be in the sukkah. Kamash malon, that's what I need to know. Hilchasa, aloch lomoshim, sinai, to teach me know. You should know noshim, a potter for mitzvah sukkah. Rashi, Omer Abaye, Vaisa this, Liyelam Sukkah, Lefture Hilchasi. How do I know Sukkah Noshim Apoter from Alocha? The Ilu Kruah from the actual Apostle itself could be Chiyuve, the Kramarba, the Ezra Gavri, who the Mashim, the Hela Rabbis is a Noshim. Like really the Pshat is like Vadashim by Yom Kippur. Ezra alone would only mean men. Ho Ezra really means Noshim. So really I would think that by Sukkahs, Noshim should be Mechayiv. His Hevel on the Midrash Sheikh of Dashin of Yom Kippurim. And the same way with Dashim by Yom Kippur, that Noshim Achayiv to fast on Yom Kippur, really it should have been the same drasha from Ho Ezrach to teach me that on Sukkis, Noshim also Chayivin. Elo Shehalocha L'Moshim Yisinai. How do we know L'maskona that Noshim Apotah from a Sukkah? You should know it's a Halocha L'Moshim Yisinai. It's not written down. That's the way it was taught to Moshe by Hasinai. Poet Rosen. Udikatorni Ho Ezrach. Loitzi es anoshim, that we just got finished saying the brisa, that Ho Ezrach is taking out noshim, you should know something that's mach to be alma. That's what we meant to say before. The halacha says the mechayiv, and the posik is only that's mach to be alma. The yikr kroa, what do I do with this ikra posik by sukkahs called Ezrach for Yisrael, Yeshua basukis, is rebuyos, it comes to teach us something, come on, like we'll see later. Or the kashaloch lomuli, hilchasol a poitrin, Itzrach. Ah, you have a question. What do I need halacha for? It's a poshut of svara of a mitzvah. Say, that Abaye is answering, no, it's not a poshut of svara here. Really, in svara, noshim should be mechayiv in sukkah. Because it's teishu came to duru. You have to live there with your wife. And really, her ezrach should teach us noshim al mechayiv in sukkah. Now, have halacha, l'moshim yisina, that's why I know, noshim apoter. So now I say, her ezrach is only nasmachto, to say that noshim apoter, and who I didn't, I have the halacha teaches us that. But Rav says like this, Itzrach, another reason why I need halacha to teach us that sukkah is isha's potter from a sukkah. Kasal gadaita chamin, I would have thought, yalav chamisha osa mechag amatzis. There's a gzeri shav we had before, that tesva of Benisin and tesva of Tishrei. Both sukkahs and Pesach comes on the 15th day of the month. So I would have thought, ma lahalan, just like by Pesach, the chiyuv tit matzah, noshim chayovois, that noshim amachuyiv in all the mitzvahs of the Leil Pesach, is afkan here also, by Sukkot, noshim chayovois, noshim should have a chiyuv in all the mitzvahs of the Yom Tiv, kamash malon. That's why I need a loch, l'moshim esinu, teach us, no, Sukkot is different. Even though by Pesach, noshim amachuyiv in all the mitzvahs, you should know by Sukkot that part. Yeah. So Mar says now, Vahashto, The Amrit Sukkah. Hilchasa, but now that you're telling me what? That Sukkah. How do I know an Isha is part of Malach L'Mashim Sinai? Say, if so, Krol Omeli. Like, what do I need the Pasuk Hezrach for? Like, sure, you want to tell me it's an Asmachta to say, Hezrach is Lohitzi Es Anoshim. To say, Noshim Apotter. But it's only an Asmachta. Really, how do we know Noshim Apotter from that Sukkah from Malach L'Mashim Sinai? Say, if so, the Chur, it's an extra Pasuk. Why does the Torah have to say this extra word of, Kol Hezrach be Yisrael, Yeshvi Vasukis? Why does it say the extra hey? What do I have to have Ho'ezrach for? What's the limit here? To teach me that an Isha is part, I know without this Pasuk. So what do I need the Pasuk for? Now it's an extra Pasuk. For the Gemara Krol Omeli, and the Gemara L'Rabba says Agerim. To tell me a Ger also has a mitzvah tit in the Sukkah. Because Sanktat HaMinach, I would have thought, Ho'ezrach be Yisrael Omer Rachmona. V'loyes Agerim, maybe Ezrach means a person that lives amongst Klai Yisrael. In other words, a Hamisha, a person that was born a Jew. Mashenk and a Ger, maybe not. Kamash Malon. Ha'ezrach know that not only a regular Yisrael, even a Ger also has a Chiyav Tid in the Sukkah. That's the Chiddush of Ha'ezrach. By the Yom Kippurim, we spoke about before, we said, how do we know Yom Kippur? Noshum Achayiv on fasting in Yom Kippur. So first we dash in the Pasuk, it says Ha'ezrach means even an Isha. The other thing we ask the question, what do we need Ezrach for? Tablet with Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Nafka. So what do you need a Pasuk for? You have from Yehuda Amarav Nafka. That he says the Torah was Mashmeh, put together in Isha and Ish, Negev Toinchin. Anytime you have a Lav HaTorah, you should know the Noshim are also Mechuyiv in that Lav, in the Noinish. So the Torah says if you don't fast on your Kippur, you got the Chiyiv Chorus, so we know an Isha is not allowed to eat. So what do we need a Pasuk for Ezrach to teach me that an Isha is Mechuyiv in the Inu of Yom Kippur? So Gemara says, La Nitzchoy, you know what the Chiddush of the Ezrach is? To teach me that an Isha has a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. The Chiddush is Elul L'Toisvus Inui. It's a Chiddush about Toisvus Yom Kippur. There is not on the Etzem of the Yom, the day itself, like after that pshita, there's an einish, there's a chiyuv chorus if you eat. So avadin isha is not larid on Yom Kippur. The question is, we know there's a mitzvah essay of Tosfos Yom Kippur. Even before it becomes night, you have to stop eating. And on Tosfos Yom Kippur, we have the Gemara in Yuma that says there's no einshin, there's no azor, and there's no einshin. If you eat, then you're not over chiyuv chorus. It's only a pure mitzvah essay. So for that mitzvah essay, I would think an isha is not mechuyev to mekabel Yom Kippur before shkia. She could eat up until Laila. Because why do we have to, we can't eat because there's a mitzvah say. But maybe there's a mitzvah say, she's a man grama, Noshim apotaron. Noshim only have the chiv on the day of Yom Kippur, the actual day. After Laila comes, Sesek Chavim, then they're not allowed to eat, because that's an einish. But in the mitzvah say of Tosfos Yom Kippur before Laila, there's no einish. Maybe an isha does not have to do it. Kamash one here, Ezrach know that even in Tosfos, also an isha has to be Mekayim Tosfos Yom Kippurim. I would have thought, Hoyelomiyat Rachmana, Litoisvis Inui, May Oinish from Yazara, we had the Gemara in Yuma, that on the mitzvah's essay of Toisvis Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyav Oinish, chorus. There's no, not even an Azara, there's no love. There's only a pure mitzvah's essay, Lainis Chayv Unashim Klaal, maybe Nisha's Potter from this mitzvah. Because the mitzvah says, Man Groma, Kamash Lon the Pasuk, no, who Ezra teaches even Noshim. Noshim also have this extra chiyav of Tosfos Yom Kippur. Trash to Tosfos Inui. Shehitzrich HaKosav LaHaschel L'Sanas Abayjoyim. There's a mitzvah to start fasting even Abayjoyim. On the day, the 9th of Tishrei, the Tishrei of Tishrei, you have to start fasting a little bit. His Hoyel Omir Tekruo, Milav HaKoros, Tichsev B'Inui B'Etzem HaYem HaZeh, Al Atzmoy Shal Yoyim Anish Koros, on the day itself of Yom Kippur. The ninth time also, but that's the Vaday night. On the night and day of Yom Kippur, you get chorus. The Einoi Onish chorus out Tosfos Inui. But on the mitzvah essay of Tosfos Yom Kippur, there's no Einish. Umi Azara Nami Yimai, there's not even a lav in the Torah, Perek Vas of the Yuma. So Noshim Nami Lemutet Lo Lechaivi Be'afil Lo Mitzvah Sese B'Yalma. I would have thought Noshim don't even have a mitzvah essay to be mekabel to start fasting a little bit earlier. Kamash from the Pasuk, no, Ezrach, yes. Anisha also has this mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Kippur. So here are Ezrach. So really, for Ezrach means to include Noshim also. So that's how we dash number Yom Kippur. Just on Sukkis, the halach, L'Moshim Sinai tells us that Noshim are potter. So therefore, what do I do with the word Hezrach? Nothing to do with Nashim, it has to do with Gerim. Nothing to do with Nashim. Right, Omar Ma'am, we learned the Bryce before, what does it say, Kol Ezrach, the Koil, is the Rabbi says a Ketanim, that even a Kotan also has a Chi of Tidin in the Sukkah. For the Gemara of Atnam, we learned in our Mishnah, Noshim V'yavodim Uktanim, Pturim in HaSukkah. Our Mishnah says, no, an Isha, an Eved, and a Kotan is Potim in HaSukkah. So how could you say, Koil, that a child has to eat in the Sukkah? So I said, Lakash, this wouldn't be such a Kasha. Kan Bekotan Shegil Chinuch, when the Kotan reached the age of 5 or 6, when he understands things, he can be mechanachim, teach him to do the mitzvahs, then there's a chiyah from tin the sukkah. Kan bekot and shleya gilachinach. The mishnah means a young child that doesn't understand to do the mitzvah yet. So he doesn't have to do the mitzvah, there's no chinach yet, they can't start teaching him, he doesn't understand the inyan of doing the mitzvah. For the Gemara though, kot and shigilachinach, even if you want to tell me a child that already reached the age of 6 years old, that he can understand what's doing, but still we know, midrabbonanu, it's only midrabbonan as a mitzvah, chinach, to teach him, the father has a mitzvah chinuch to teach his son how to do the mitzvah. But we know all over Shas, it's not midiraisa. We never find a cotton as a chiv to do a mitzvah midiraisa. The only time we do find is a kid to learn Torah. There's a chiv upon the kid to learn Torah that year. The chiv to learn Torah starts even when you're cotton. As soon as you start learning, there's a mitzvah to start learning Torah. But we know the mitzvah, there's no chiv upon a cotton, it's only upon a gadol. So the Gemara Enoch Nami here also, midirabonin. Avadir is chiv for cotton, teeth in the sukkah, it's only a chiv midirabonin. That the Brisa says from the word Kol HaEzrach, Kol, comes to include even a cotton, it's not a real drasha midiraisa, it's only an asmachta. But avada the mitzvah is only midirabonin, there's a mitzvah to mechanach your child. Trashi kon shegilachinach, mishen etzarach lima, when it doesn't need his mother yet. The Torah says asmachta b'yalmaninu, ukrol reb lezer. Kad yistle, l'rabo is gersh nesgai bintayim, v'kon shegodl doisim sukkah b'chol shemoyed. We had before, Kol has come to teach us that even Reb Lezer Shitter is, you have to eat in the same sukkah all 7 days, so you can't make a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. That's only if you were a Bar Chiyuve at the beginning of sukkahs. But if you became a Kotin, and you became Bar Mitzvah in the middle of sukkahs, or you were a Goy, a Mizgayer, you became a Ger in the middle of sukkahs, you could make a sukkah for the next few days. That's how it will be a drush according to Reb Lezer. Right, then the Mishnah says the klal is that Kotin Shein Etzarach Limay. It depends how old the child is. Is there a mitzvah chinuch or not? If the child is so old that he does not need his mother, then we say there's a chiyuv that he should eat in the sukkah. So mehechi domi, how is it considered katan shein etzarach limay? Like, what is this? How can we tell if the kid does not need his mother? Is Amri Devei Rabbiani, Devei Rabbiani wanted to say, kol shenifnef, the kid could go make, v'ein ima mekan chosei, he doesn't need his mother to wipe him. That's the shear, he does need his mother. If he's that old already, then there's a chiyuv, chinuch, to let him eat in the sukkah. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Kol Shania Mishnosai, he wakes up, the child wakes up in the morning or at night, V'yena Kari Imai, he doesn't call his mother. But when he calls his mother, that's a sign he still needs his mother, still called the cotton. For the Gemara, that's true. G'daylam Nami Kari, even older kids also when they wake up, they call their mother. Hey, where's my shoes? Where's my socks? Give me some. They also call their mother. So it's not only a kid that calls his mother, an older son could also call his mother also. That means he wakes up and he doesn't call ma, 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 ma. In other words, an older kid calls ma once and he waits till his mother comes. But a little baby keeps on calling ma, ma, ma until his mother comes. So the kid keeps on calling ma, ma, ma. That's a sign he still needs his mother. But if he's older already and he only calls his mother once and then waits, then he's already mechuyev mitzvah chinuch. Shrashi, hachi gasinen, kol shenia mishnosoi v'yena kari ima. She'ena korach achrei doesn't run after his mother. Lekroise bechol shokishnir doesn't call his mother whenever he wakes up. Uparchinon kederlam nami korach leimar she'ena korach limay who the korach lei ain't sarach limay. If somebody doesn't call his mother, he's called. If somebody doesn't call, that's when it's called a gadol. Ha'im korach. But if he does call his mother, sarach limay korach lei, that's called he still needs his mother. Afilu gadol. Even an older child, even though he doesn't need his mother, he can manage on his own, he also calls his mother. So Teretz says, he doesn't keep on calling ma, 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 ma until he comes. That's called a cotton. Where the kid calls ma once, and he's quiet and he waits till his mother comes, that's last sarach l'imahu. That's called already a gadol. Then the kid does not need his mother, and then there would be a mitzvah skinuch to teach a kid to sit and eat in the sukkah. And usually the halacha is brought down 5 to 6 years old. Between 5 and 6, that's the mitzvah skinuch. But Maisa, then the Mishnah says the Maisa, the Yolda Kalosa Shal Shammai, Shammai's daughter-in-law gave birth, and right away they knocked the roof down and laid a sukkah on top of her. For the Gemara, Maisa Lister, it's a Maisa Yisoysi, going against what you just said. You just said that a cotton that needs his mother is potter, and they're telling me a one day old baby needs a sukkah. And the Gemara, Chasure Mechsra, something is missing in the Mishnah. Vochi Ketoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. The Shammai Shiter is, He's machmer. That any cotton, there's a mitzvah chinuch. You have to mechanech your kid even though he's one day old. Or my tsunami, a story happened also, that the older kalosa shoshamai, Shammai's daughter-in-law gave birth, Shammai azokin, or pochas esamaziva, they broke the roof, v'sicha chalamita, they made tzchak atap of the mita, b'shula cotton, because of the kid. As they were machmer, it said, even a cotton, even one day old baby, there's a mitzvah chinuch. So I'm not sure if Shammai holds every single mitzvah is also this way, but your mitzvah Torah will be a mitzvah chinuch even this age. Maybe only by sukkah. This is Shammai's chumra. That even by a kid, one day, there's a mitzvah chinuch. There's a mitzvah him to eat in the sukkah. Mishnah Baita. Kol Shiva Sayomim, all 7 days of sukkis, odim oise sukkos kva. A person has to make the sukkah the permanent living. That's where it's living. These 7 days, where's your house? The sukkah. Or Beis, my old house I used to have, that's all right. That's only temporary. That's if I have to get something or do something private, I go in there. But the Aika, where am I living now, is in the sukkah. Mail has to come to the sukkah. Yardu Gishamim, if it starts to rain on sukkahs, Meyei Masai Muta Lefanais, when you're allowed to leave the sukkah and go into your house, Mishatisra Chamikva. When it rains into your soup already, that the soup tastes bad. It doesn't taste good anymore, mikvah. Mikvah means something like a chilled, jelloed soup. Something mikvah means jelloed. If the food gets a little spoiled already from the rain, that's the sign, that's how many drops have to come in, that you have a right to leave the sukkah. But just one or two drops come in, you can't leave the sukkah yet. You have to wait till more than a few drops come in. Drashi mishatishrach. When your cholent there gets a little spoiled, cold tarsha, that type of a food, kofu that's jelloed, loy rach loyav, is not too soft, not too hard, kore mikvah, that's called the mikvah. So the kids, when the rain comes into the mikvah, and ruins the food, that's when you have a right to leave the sukkah. So the Mishnah, moshloi moshel, there's an example here, a parable, that lo ma dava doima, what is the doima if it starts to rain on sukkahs? Le'eved to a slave, shebo limza kais the rabbi. He comes to serve his master, and he wants to pour him a glass of wine. V'shofach lo'kitin aponuf. And instead, the master throws back on top of him a glass of water. That's here also. Klal Yisrael wants to do the mitzvah sukkah. We have our sukkah roll made. We want to sit in there and eat in the sukkah. And Hashem makes it rain that we have to leave the sukkah. It's a mashal as if Hashem is throwing a glass of water on top of us. No, it's not a good simon. It's a bad simon. It's a bad simon. Hey, Moshe Levid, that their master throws back at the slave's face a glass of water. The Gemara Parash, Mishavolami, who threw it on who? So, right, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shiva Sayomim, all 7 days. Adem Oise Sukkos Kfa, the sukkah. That's your place where you live. That's your house right now. Obeisa, your old house. That's Arba. That's only a temporary way of living. But the main living now is in the sukkah. Ketzad, how is this? Hoyoloi kelim noim. Somebody has nice silverware, nice dishes, nice plates. Is malin the sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah. Matzois noise. You have nice sheets, nice tablecloths. Malin the sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah. Again, the Gemara's times always the sukkah was on top of the roof. It says lashon of mala. Bring it upstairs. Oichel v'shoisa. You eat, you drink. Or matayel. You take a little walk, a little schmooze with somebody in the sukkah. The sukkah. Everything should be done in the sukkah. But the Gemara, Minohan Emili, how do we know that this is the mitzvah sukkah? The Tana Rabbanan says, the Pasuk says, Teishvu. It says, Basukah is Teishvu. You have to live in the sukkah. And we dashin came to Duru. The same way you live in your house. Mikan, from here we learn out, Mikan Omru, that Kol Shiva Sayomim, all 7 days of Sukkot. Oysa Adam Sukkosa Kfar. Your permanent living now is in the Sukkah. That's your house. Ubeisai Arai. And your house is only Arai temporary. You have to do something private. You go in there or get something. But your main living is in the Sukkah. Kate said, how is this? Hoyulai Kalim Noim. You have very nice silverware, nice vessels. Is mal in the Sukkah. Bring it into the Sukkah. That's your nice theory now. Matsoyis Noyis. Nice tablecloths, nice sheets. Mal in the Sukkah. Bring it into the Sukkah. Oichel, you eat there, v'shoyis, you drink there, metayel the sukkah. You spend the time there, you metayel, you take it easy there. Or mishanin, you learn the sukkah. You have to, when you learn Torah, also learn in the sukkah. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'yomar Rav, Rav said, mikro misne, if I read your chumish, or misne, even the mishnayasin, v'matnalusa. Then there's a chiyuv to learn these easy things in the sukkah. Utanuya, when I learn Shvera Gemara, Shvera Sugi is hard Gemara, then Bar Mitulosa, then I learn it outside the Sukkah. Because that takes more concentration, and it's harder maybe to think in the Sukkah. If it's easier to learn in the Beis HaMedrash, you have a right to leave the Sukkah and go into the Beis HaMedrash. And that's the Locha, Zai by davening, Zai by learning, that if you daven better in Shul, or you learn better in Shul, you have a right to leave the Sukkah and learn in the Shul, daven in the Shul. But for you, it's the exact same thing in the climate. Then the Churi should have a minion in the Sukkah and daven there and learn there also. But if it's easier but to learn inside, you have a right to learn inside. Shrashi Bamet Losa, Im Yirtse, if you want to, to Mitztayru, Mitztayru Potem the Sukkah. The Avir Yofler, Lahachiv Daita, Kosaka Daita, Tnu Yahaina Mishnin. That you Mitztayru because you want to learn, and it's not so airy inside, you want to learn outside better, it's more air there. So you start to learn inside, you have a right to learn outside. I used to steer it before we're saying you have to learn inside. 70 Gemara. Like Kasha. Ho b'migris, ho b'yune. Trash yo b'migris, kloimar. Trei gav neshinun hevi. There's two ways of learning. Like the Hakasha was, it says even the shnuyei. Pashim means learning hard Gemara also has to be in the sukkah. So then it's a stira. One place said learning hard Gemara you could do outside the sukkah. And here we're saying no, you have to do it inside the sukkah. So Rashi says, Kleima, Trei Gav Neshinun Hevi, there are two types of learning. Lemigras Gemara Habruri Lein. Like to go over the Gemara that you know very well. Kvar, you learned it already once. Vainu Shmaitato. That's Sarah Sukkah. That you have to do inside the Sukkah. Vainu Mishanan. That's what the Brisa means, Mishanan. To go over Gemara that you know already, to chazer it over, it's easier to do that. That you could even do in the Sukkah, you should do it in the Sukkah. Mashenkin Hobi Yunit, that Rashi means Bar Matalosa. If you want to learn something new, that you have to have a lot of concentration, you have to use your mind, and it's hard to do it in the sukkah, then you have a right, like you're mitzvah in the sukkah now, you have a right to go upstairs to the house or in the base of Medrash to learn inside. Tomorrow, Kihol, like the story was, Kihol, the Rova, Bar